here's a story from The World.
New faces in the classroom as the school year kicks off in the U.S. Some of those faces are newly arrived refugee children. Many encounter struggles because of language barriers and trauma. In this next story, we hear how one woman from East Africa, born in a refugee camp, navigated school in the U.S. She excelled, but not without serious challenges. Reporter Ben James of the New England News Collaborative has our story.
It was snowing when Rubila Abdullahi first arrived at her new home in Springfield, Massachusetts in 2005.
Oh boy, was that terrifying. White stuff falling from the sky, freezing. On top of that, I was surrounded by people that were not my color. So I just remember being really scared and just holding on to my mom's dress.
Abdullahi was 7 years old. Her family had just spent 12 years in refugee camps in Kenya, escaping persecution because they are Somali Bantu, a group of marginalized tribes. Now thousands of Somali Bantus were being resettled across the U.S. Nellie Tran studied the experiences of these refugees as they entered public schools. She's an associate professor in the School of Education at San Diego State University.
The children, the adults, the teachers, the staff, the school, everyone was discovering where the clashes were along the way.
Clashes or just basic challenges? The newly arrived children needed to be shown how doorknobs worked. They resisted being separated from their siblings.
The schools kept saying that they had never experienced this type of situation. And they had lots of experience working with refugees and immigrants.
Rumbila Abdullahi says her older siblings struggled with middle school, a hard time for most kids, while Rumbila quickly mastered the customs of first grade and gained fluency in English. She filled out official forms for her parents, translated their conversations with doctors, a role she still plays, like last year, when her mom was admitted to the hospital with symptoms of congestive heart failure.
The cardiologist was like, she needs to get a pacemaker. Without it, she's probably not going to last a year. And trying to explain that to my mom was very hard. She was like, no, they're trying to take my organs. I was like, Mom, no, that's not what it is.
Abdullahi is now 23 and married. Her husband was also born in the Kenyan camps. Her goal? To become a doctor and serve the Somali Bantu American community. This spring, she was finishing up her senior year, pre-med, at Smith College, an elite four-year institution in Massachusetts. Abdullahi ran track at Smith. She made friends, got good grades. But she also says she felt like an outsider at times.
Sometimes I'll be the only Black student in my class, or even the only one that was Muslim.
She was a married commuter on a full scholarship. And she felt the weight of her parents' trauma in Somalia and Kenya, their struggles here in the States.
They're like, you know what I've been through? Yeah. So you better be doing good in school. Being drilled with that as a young girl and growing up and going to Smith, I carried that with me, you know?
While Abdullahi's family supported her education, they also assumed she'd keep to their ideas of a traditional Somali Bantu wife, cooking for her husband, staying home, not leaving much room to become a doctor. That's a reality Professor Nellie Tran in San Diego understands, coming from a Vietnamese refugee family herself.
We carry a huge burden. The immense pressure to find yourself as you go through college and go through your own personal development while staying connected to the people who you love the most and who also have probably created the most pain for you is really hard.
In May, shortly after taking the medical college admissions tests and wrapping up her coursework, Abdullahi gave birth to her first child, Nabil. And 2 weeks after that, it was graduation.
Hampshire House.
Woo!
Rumbila Abdullahi.
Woo! You did it! You did it!
Abdullahi's husband, Ibrahim Abdi, watched the ceremony from home with the baby.
Nabil, mommy graduated. 4 years of hard work.
A young woman taking care of her family and her community, depending on them, and shedding their expectations, all at the same time. For The World, I'm Ben James in Springfield, Massachusetts.